This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world. And welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch as we start out a Tuesday morning right here broadcasting live and in living color from our flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout goes out to all of our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, also our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us safe. Now, to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers too, sorting the mail for delivery today. And our Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, we appreciate everything you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And joining us right now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Before we start, today is the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11.
Isn't that something?
You remember Apollo 11?
Yes, I was very little at the time, but it was such an important milestone, not only in our country's history, but in world history. And, you know, Captain, just briefly, because they're hard, and my goodness, to see that vision realized by the end of the decade, just as he had wanted, that was really, really something.
All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, you know, today is the day that the president's new executive order on asylum goes into effect. Now, this new rule today effectively will end asylum protections for most of the migrants at the southern border. Now, those who have already passed through another country before reaching the U.S. will no longer be eligible to apply for asylum under the rule, which was introduced on Monday. Migrants who go through a third country before heading to the U.S. must first apply for asylum in that country and can only head to the U.S. border if their request is denied.
Right.
Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Captain. Yes. Well, yes, this is so important because, generally speaking, in terms of international law, it's not required, but it is, in fact, it has been the tradition for a very, very long time. It is what is expected. If I'm fleeing somewhere that is repressing me politically and so forth, and I get to a safe country, that's where I should apply for asylum. I shouldn't travel 1,000 miles to the United States, for example, to apply for asylum, because conceivably I'm already safer once I've left my country of origin.
Well, the acting Homeland Security Secretary, Kevin McAllen, said such measures had to be made in order to quell the rising numbers of migrants at the southern border. And our U.S. Attorney General, William Barr, also said the rule was necessary because current U.S. asylum rules have been abused by the people coming in here now. They just come in here and go, asylum, asylum, and technically we have to give it to them.
Well, right, and the abuse is in the following, and that is you have people who want to coach people who are not fleeing political repression. They're not really applying for asylum because of the traditional or some organic reason, but they've been coached for that in order to defraud the system, and that's an important distinction. Yeah.
And prior to the announcement of this new rule, the administration, Trump's administration, had attempted to negotiate a similar safe third country agreement with Guatemala, and Guatemala didn't want to have anything to do with it.
Right, exactly right. So again, and countries have the right to make their own policies about who can request these kinds of protections or these kinds of status.
And like Trump's other immigration policies, the law will most likely face legal challenge in court right away because the ACLU has already signaled that it will sue the government for reversing our country's legal and moral commitment to protect those fleeing danger. Their words, not mine.
Right, and the United States does want to protect those fleeing danger. But again, for what we were just talking about, the idea is that when the system is being attacked in order to be overwhelmed by using that kind of abuse, then you have to be able to more tailor that policy so that it's not going to be abused in that way.
Right, and of course, this is a huge departure, this executive order, from the U.S.'s current asylum policy, which allows migrants to apply for asylum regardless of how they came to the border. And technically, there's an exception for those who come from safe countries, but the law is vague on exactly what counts as safe.
Right, and again, I mean, this is something as well that Congress can take up, or Congress can codify, and that's what makes the 2020 election even that much more important.
Yep, and in the past, Trump had attempted to slow the flow of migrants to by requiring asylum seekers to pay for application fees and having to wait for the outcomes of their applications in Mexico. This new rule, however, would be the broadest policy introduced until now by effectively ending asylum at the southern border altogether. They come up here, they haven't applied for it somewhere else, they ain't getting in.
Right, and again,
and if they do, they're here illegally, they'll be deported.
Right, right, and it seems...
Not catch and release.
Right, exactly. And it seems extreme on at first glance, but again, if you are fleeing a repressive system and you don't apply in the first safe country you get to, it calls into question whether or not you're really fleeing political repression.
All righty, hold that thought. We're going to break. And folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends of Relief Factor. And Relief Factor is something that I've been taking for about 3 years now. And the reason I take it is because of my arthritis pain that I have. Now, I've broken my back. I've broken a number of bones in my body in my service, both to my country in the military and in the fire service. And the aches and the pains that come with that, with the arthritis, are just, I don't need to tell anybody that knows about it. So I've gotten away from the prescription medication, which I took about, five, six, 7 years ago, somewhere there. I started taking Aleve. Aleve isn't that great to take the way I was doing it either. Six pills a day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, one at night, with meals, because that's the way the doctor told me to take it if I was going to take that many of it. But with the Relief Factor, it started out three times a day, which is the way they suggest with the Relief Factor 3 week quick start. And simply put, ladies and gentlemen, it worked for me. I mean, it absolutely worked for me. And I have gotten rid of the discomfort, the swelling I had in my ankles, because that was one of my big problems. The constant my back, I got rid of that. And it's just simply work. That's all I can tell you. So why don't you give it a try and see if it'll work for you? If you're in discomfort or pain or muscle joints or aches or whatever the situation is, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, or go to my website, Relief Factor logo link that's right there. Take advantage of that 3 week $19.95 quick start offer like Flip did yesterday. Like Flip did. And Flip, we're gonna compare notes and see how you're doing there. All righty, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the squad was alive and well yesterday when they stood up in front of the microphones and chastised our president. However, you got to consider the source here, because these women if she's pro-American and pro assimilation, wanting to be one of us and this, that, and the other, with all the comments that she's made about not assimilating in America and wanting to bring more Muslims to the country. And then she made this comment yesterday, Trump is the worst, most corrupt and inept president we've ever seen. And then she also said that evidence, credible evidence accused of criminal conduct, including colluding with a foreign adversary, has been brought forth about this president. And like you pointed out to me a little while ago, I guess she didn't read the Mueller report.
I know. I heard this statement, and I thought
it's a lie. It's a blank. It's just a blatant lie.
Yeah, and where are the reporters there to say, now, wait a minute, are you referring to the false charge of collusion, which was, you know, gotten rid of by the Mueller report? I mean, you know, they need to follow up on this. That's obvious. But yeah, it's really something that the squad, as it were, you know, I think, Captain, they have found out that they can create sort of a brand with this, and to have all four of the squad members come out and have a press conference, mm-hmm. they think sort of strengthens that brand.
Here's what they're thinking, and this is going to be their Waterloo. They've got all these followers on Twitter. Between the four of them, they've got over 4.5 million followers between the four of them. They think that that's their base, and that's going to just guide them to whatever. It's not, because most of that base is not even old enough to vote.
Well, right, exactly. And again, it's hard to make policy and based on that, or even your as a congressional representative, to try to sort of base everything that you're doing on social media. Social media is wonderful for people to interact, et cetera, make their voice heard, obviously, but there's something that the squad is lacking in terms of the contemplative, notions of how are we going to move America forward? What is good for this country? And they have set themselves up that they are totally adversarial, essentially, to the things that most normal people do throughout their regular day. They don't live in that same sort of vein that the squad seems to live in. And what they've done is they've again created this brand that if you don't agree with their brand entirely, well then somehow you're a racist or whatever.
Well, then you got Tlaib. Tlaib yesterday made one comment which was outlandish. She says, we do have a crisis at our border. It's one of morality. And then, of course, she talked about the lawlessness of, I don't know if she was talking about, President Trump and his lawlessness. However, I guess she forgot about trying to enforce the law, which is what a president is supposed to do. What part of the word illegal don't you understand?
Right. You know, it's interesting to me, Captain, you're right, because Trump is trying to enforce the law that was written by Republicans and Democrats over several different presidencies, both Republican and Democrat. So as a legislator, you would think that Tlaib or the others would say, I'm going to introduce legislation in order to change this policy. Pardon?
Somebody has to.
But in other words, they forget that this is supposed to be a process. And guess what? They're in Congress. I mean, they can do something that you and I can't do.
They can propose legislation.
That's right. Exactly.
And nobody's doing it.
Nobody's doing it. Exactly.
Now, here's the other thing. Omar also said, talking about America, she said, I am ashamed of it continuing to live in its hypocrisy. I want America to be great. I want America to be great. Well, in her mind, America to be great is not what we want America to be.
Well, right.
And that's a fact.
Yeah, there's some fundamental differences, I think, in what they expect or what they want. But really, sometimes when you get right down to it, they are looking to change not just things for the better in America, which is sort of the story that they give, but they want to actually
tear down the power structures in America, and I'm talking about our governmental structures and so forth, and I'm not talking about racial things or anything like that, but because they want the power. They want to be able to dictate what everybody
can. And again, they are relying on the fact, and this comes from Ocasio-Cortez's campaign manager turned chief of staff, who's a computer guru and was a big internet star himself and made AI that. This comes from their understanding of the internet, that and it's true to a certain extent, that they've got 4.5 million people following all four of them, and that this is a power source that's sitting there for them, and they believe that that power source is going to accelerate their popularity and wherever it is they're going to go in politics. But I'm here to tell you, I've got a, it's just like me saying, okay, I've got 150,000 podcast subscribers to the podcast on the 53 websites that I'm on, which is true,
Right.
All right. That doesn't subscribe to $1 for me, not one.
Mm-hmm.
So how is that power?
Right. Exactly.
It's not. It's just listeners. And in their case, it's just followers. Because again, the facts prove out the majority of the followers aren't old enough to vote.
Right. Well, and you know something too, Captain, they are, I would like to say, masquerading as Democrats.
Yeah, because they're Democrat socialists.
Well, exactly. So, and
or communists, as the president said.
Yeah, well
and, wait a minute, Lindsey Graham said that.
Yeah, right. And you remember that show, The Mod Squad?
I do.
Way back in the early 70s.
I do.
And they had sort of these hep young cops who were street savvy, could get the job done, right?
Yeah, they were hippies.
That's right. But you see, this squad isn't the Mod Squad. They're the Fraud Squad. Because, yeah, they're trying to make you think they're Democrats. But
I love that one, the Fraud Squad. We got to coin that one, Kyle.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, we should, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have a Fraud Squad report every night.
Yeah.
I'll put you in charge of that.
Okay, cool.
And by the way, here's our latest Fraud Squad report.
Well, it just gets to me because they're not acting like members of Congress. They're not legislating anything. They're constantly trying to call out and create chaos. That's not what our government is supposed to be doing.
No, and there's so many good people in the government, you hate to even have to talk about this, but, you know, the Dems that stick up for people who speak so badly for our country, I mean, they should be condoning this kind of crap when AOC and when Omar and when Tlaib and when Presley start in with their derogatory and just disgusting comments. I mean, that's what they should be doing, and they're not doing anything.
Right, I think because they're frightened in many ways. So they're frightened of.
Well, I'm not, and you're not.
Right.
And by God, they're doing America harm. They are doing America harm on the world stage. And the more they talk, I'm telling you this right now, folks, you might not like me saying this, the more they talk, Donald, please, let them talk. Be quiet. Quit tweeting. Let them talk. They are destroying the Democrats right in front of our eyes.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We're just getting fired up here. We got more coming your way. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Very simply, you can leave. You can leave right now. Come back if you want. Don't come back. It's okay, too. But if you're not happy, you can leave.
President Trump answers reporters' questions at a Made in America event at the White House, the president tweeting over the weekend, AOC, and Congresswomen Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley should go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came.
But do you think the tweets were racist?
Not at all.
Now the four progressive lawmakers holding a news conference on Capitol Hill, AOC telling reporters,
weak minds and leaders challenge loyalty to our country in order to avoid challenging and debating the policy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
And it's my buddy Wayne Allyn Root. We had him on last week. He'll be on again next week. He goes every other week with us. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by your local GEICO insurance office. GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble radio host. And your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. You can get coverage for the car or the truck that you're driving, or they even offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, RV, or a snowmobile. And they can help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance agency. So, check them out online, GEICO, GEICO.com. That's GEICO, GEICO.com. Or go look them up in the phone book or go Google them to see where your local GEICO office is near you. That's GEICO, GEICO.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle, I understand we just got an instant message from one Thomas Jefferson, and you got it, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's a great Jefferson quote, and it says, quote, "I predict future happiness for Americans if they can prevent the government from wasting the labors of the people under the pretense of taking care of them. The democracy will cease to exist when you take away from those who are willing to work and give to those who would not." And that's, again, attributed to Thomas Jefferson.
And that leads me to the comment made by Joe Biden, who does not want the Democrats. He does not go along with the Democrats' health care plans that they've come up there. He said Medicare for all makes no sense at all. Instead, we have to fix Obamacare.
Well, right. And, I mean, he's essentially correct in the idea of the Medicare for all thing. But, you know, that is a farce in the sense that the candidates are throwing that out there believing that people go, oh, okay, great, free health care. That's fine for me. I don't have to worry about that
anymore. Let me try to compare something, apples to oranges here. Folks, you heard about all the problems with the VA and the veterans programs that we had, and the veterans got some new programs, the VA Choice Act and this, that, and the other. If you think you got problems now, you wait till you wind up on Medicare for all and you find out that Uncle Sam decides what you do, when you do it, how you do it. There's no more going to your doctor because, oh, I stubbed my toe. There's none of that. You don't go until the government tells you.
Well, right. You know, and this is exactly, you remember the term death panels?
Yep.
That's a logical outgrowth of the logical extension of Obamacare or Medicare for all, because if the government's going to be paying for it, you better believe, bet your bottom dollar, that they are going to have some calculus of how they decide whether or not you get an operation.
Now, do you consider yourself to be a patriotic individual? I'm sure you do, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And most everybody listening to this show right now considers themselves to be patriotic, correct?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I want you to listen to Ilhan Omar and her definition, her statement about patriotism of American-born citizens. Now, try not to get upset, but you have to hear this.
Something that I get criticized for all the time. It's not what you think, so don't, like, don't gasp. It is that, like, I am anti-American because I criticize the United States. And I believe, as an immigrant, I probably love this country more than anyone that is naturally born. And because I am ashamed of it continuing to live in its hypocrisy, that I work so hard to make sure that others who've had why just be American? Why don't you be more like an American? Can continue to say that. Why can't you be more like an American? Because it used to be a very positive thing. We export American exceptionalism, the great America, the land of liberty and justice. That is, you know, if you ask anybody in walking on the side of the street somewhere in the middle of the world, they will tell you America the Great. But we don't live those values here. And so that hypocrisy is one that I'm bothered by. I want America the Great to be America the Great.
What the hell is she talking about?
Well, you know,
that's not a pro-American statement, too, by the way. That no way in the world. No. I have more patriotism than American-born citizens. Really? I don't think so.
Well, if you take her at her word, right, she's not naturally born American citizen, so she has a greater perception, a greater moral idea than all the rest, you know, all the rest of the naturally born American citizens who just can't see this for some odd reason or something like that. So she's one of the only ones who can really tell about why America's so bad. Give me a break. I mean, you know, Captain, the cardinal rule when you're running in an election against an opponent is you never question their patriotism.
Yep.
And that just goes without saying, and that's how we tried to conduct our affairs for many years.
Well, I want you to listen to Bernie now talking about the economy, and this is his take on the economy, because we're going to go to the economy now, and we're going to get into Larry Kudlow right after this.
Well, look, two things. People say, Bernie, you know, you're repetitious. You are talking about the rich getting richer and 40 million people living in poverty. You are talking about so many old people who cannot afford their medicine and so forth and so on. You know what, Chuck? Here's a promise I will make to you. When the poor get richer and the rich get poorer, when all of our people have health care is the right, when we are leading the world in the fight against climate change, you know what? I will change what I am saying. So it's not me that's being repetitious. It is what is going on in society continues to favor the people who have the wealth and the power, while all over this country people are working two or three jobs. And I understand that I keep hammering away at that issue. because I believe that in the wealthiest country in the history of the world, we don't need 45 million people struggling with student debt. Kids can't afford to go to college. Those are the issues I will continue to talk about, and those are the issues we'll win on.
You know what the problem is with the college debt?
What's that?
Why would anyone want to take a liberal arts course?
Right.
Why? When you can't, when it will not produce a job.
Well, exactly.
Well, I took a course in rock culture, and I'm going to be a rock culturist. Really?
Well,
work for yourself then.
Yeah, and I think a lot of young people today, they also realize, and they're looking at college to say, you know, what can I do when I get out of college? But what's happened is everything's been inverted over the last 50 to 60 years.
Well,
have these college professors.
Excuse me, take some business courses and find out what that'll do for you.
Well, exactly right.
And see whether or not you get hired because you took a course in, oh, my gosh, I don't know, business management, business accounting, bookkeeping. See if that might not help you get a job.
Right. Well, wasn't it TR? I think it was TR who said, business of America is business.
Correct.
You know, exactly. And, you know, but what Bernie's talking about, though, you know, he's laying out all these things. Once we've dealt with climate change, and once all the rich get poorer and the poor get richer,
well,
then I'm going to change what I'm saying. But you know, you've got to see where he's coming from. The Union of Soviet Socialist Republics was his big thing back in the 80s.
And there are some people that are going to try to tell you that the economy is being held up artificially, this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. Well, yesterday they had American Day or something like that at the White House, where they had all these different companies and products and how good they were doing. Made in America Day. There we go. Made in America Day. All you got to do, folks, to solve the problem is buy the stuff that's made in America. If it costs a few extra dollars, so be it. But normally it's made better than what you'll get out of, I don't know, China.
Right. Well, there are all kinds of issues, you know, that we have with different companies and so forth, and a lot of times it goes right down to price. But you're right, the idea of having it be made in America should mean something. It once did, but the idea, of course, is that the economy is actually doing very well. If we're getting 3% growth, and you know, Captain, it's interesting to me, if Obama was getting 3% growth or was doing what the economy is doing now, I think Hillary Clinton could have had a very much better shot at getting elected, because people would have thought things are going okay. But it was the Obama policies, which would be, I don't know, Bernie Sanders would be 10 times worse than that or more. It depresses things. It makes things not work. And that's why Trump came in and said, look, I can fix it by using, you know, these great ideas, business ideas.
Well, like you said, the government, if they can do it with products made in America by Americans, and that's what they're going to do. That's a priority for the government and all the agencies that do business buying whatever they buy. They're going to buy stuff that's made in the United States of America. Under Obama, we were getting Japanese steel. We were getting all sorts of things from overseas, from different places, instead of buying our own products here in America.
Right, and we can compete.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow night, my friend.
Sounds good.
All right, thanks. Kyle Warren, host of the Kyle Warren Show. Website, kylewarrenshow.com. Go over there, check him out, listen to what he has to talk about in the afternoons, 1 hour a day. And I will be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Going to take a look at the highways and byways, and it's pretty warm up there where Al is tonight.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Song I wrote, little boogie tune called Race Radio. Little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Driving here right, Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All right, that's Ray Carlisle doing a little Rooster Cruising, and that's the original version of radio. Okie dokie. And this portion of the program brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. First of all, a special shout out to Cabwoman and Road Dog. They're out there listening to the radio, and they're up there in a rainy Missouri. Yeah, it is raining, guys, all the way to St. Louis. I'm looking at it. All the way up I-44 to St. Louis, you're going to have rain. So just bear with it. Boy, oh boy. And that's all part of the Barry system, which is now subtropical. When you get out of there, you're going to be up in some really warm weather going up towards Lafayette, Indiana again. But anyway, a post-tropical Barry continues to steadily weaken and will fade away over the next day or two, but still leaving a bunch of rain. The decaying system now will produce very heavy rainfall and possibly flash flooding from the lower Mississippi Valley to the Ohio Valley. And attention on the weather then will shift from Barry to a major summer heat wave through next week. And over the weekend, across much of the central and eastern states. Now, right now, starting with South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, and creeping into the lower part of Wisconsin, you've got temperatures that are going to exceed 90, 95 degrees, heat indexes up around 105 or more, depending on where you're at. Afternoon thunderstorms in a lot of these areas. Flash flood watches up for a lot of areas where the thunderstorms are. It's going to be real interesting. By the way, speaking of flood warnings, from about Texarkana to Pine Bluff, Arkansas. By the way, hello to our listeners in Pine Bluff tonight. You've got some flash flood watches and warnings there. So be careful. Pay attention to weather radio. We don't want to be talking about you. Hopefully everything will be fine there. You've also got some heat warnings up for central Oklahoma down into the metroplex of Dallas, down towards San Antonio, where the temperatures are approaching 100 degrees today. Over on the East Coast, including Florida, you'll have temperatures in the 90s. Heat index is up over 100 degrees to about 105. All the way up through Florida, the southeastern coast of Georgia and part of South Carolina along the coastline and along the coastline of North Carolina, too. Very warm temperatures today. Now, going out west, want to talk about warm? About 115 to 120 degrees in the shade. That's Arizona. All the way across from Tucson to Yuma and out into portions of the California desert, you've got extreme high heat. Extreme high heat. And you definitely want to be carrying some extra water with you. Not necessarily to drink, but for the radiator in your vehicle in case you need it. And if you can't carry water, then do a 50-50 mixture of antifreeze. That'll usually help a little bit, too. By the way, fire threat advisory, Kingman, Arizona, into Las Vegas area and up I-15 all the way to Mesquite and then into Utah, both sides of Utah, east and west of Salt Lake, up into the northwestern part of Colorado, fire threat advisory. You've got another system of sorts that's coming in California from San Diego all the way up to Redding. So that'll be bringing some rain in, and we'll see what happens there. But that's what the weather looks like tonight, Truckers Highway and Byway Report, which I wish I had something better I could tell you. But, again, Barry, the flash flood watches, the flash flood warnings, that's not going to go away. It's still there for another day or two. But that will – and by the way, all that rain that's up there – in the Midwest right now, that's all going to come back south, back down to New Orleans, back down the mouth of the Mississippi River, which is still at flood stage. Think about that. Think about that and what that might still do down below that people haven't said anything about. I'm surprised they haven't, because what goes up must come down when it comes to rain. So there you go. Now, don't forget, Pilot and Flying J is not your daddy's truck stop anymore, because Pilots and Flying J's main restaurants now include Arby's, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen, Denny's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, Huddle House, and Moe's Southwest Grill. And you might also find a Dunkin' Donuts and some of the ones, too, in New York, Indiana, and New Hampshire. And Dunkin' Donuts now has food. Sandwiches aren't bad at all. I stopped there several mornings on the way back home to have one of their iced coffees, which they really make some great iced coffee, and one of their sandwiches. Now, the travel centers, which are not only the Flying J's, but they're also some of the bigger pilots. They call them travel centers now. They have ample truck parking. They've got CAT scales. They've also got permit service for the Transflow Express travel documents, so you can get your oversized, your overweight, your overheight permits for your oversized loads. They have trip packs there, so you can get your loads submitted in time to be able to get paid by your companies. Truck washes, audiobook rentals, pay phones, high-speed internet kiosks, so that you've got internet, which is also available out in the parking lot, I might add, in most of the places. ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet access, which, of course, helps out there when you're out in the parking lot for your computers, and lounges with big-screen televisions for the professional drivers. So it's all there for you. All you got to do is just show up and be counted, as they say. And there you go. That's Pilot. And Flying J brings you the segments here with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Now, coming up after the top of the hour, we've got Ms. Rosemary, and she'll be talking about some things. By the way, we want to give a speedy recovery message out there to Thomas, the suicide jockey. He was riding his bicycle yesterday and got hit by a car. It threw him up in the air on top of the hood of the vehicle and all that. He says he's got some road rash and some minor injuries, but he's okay. But still, boy, oh boy, craziness going on. Real craziness going on. So, there you go. And good morning, Al. Hope you're doing well up there in Nebraska. If not, don't complain. We don't want to hear it. And good morning, Jeff. How you doing there, Jeff? The people relocator. He's out and about doing whatever he's doing, I guess. And don't forget Sam the Paperman, too, because Sam the Paperman, the paper relocator, is busy relocating the papers from the left hand to the right hand and then into somebody's doorstep, I'm sure. So there you go. And we're still going to continue to talk about the squad and their comments, ridiculous as they may seem. You know, these women, if they want to dictate the conversation with a Democratic Party, that's fine with me, because it's the beginning of the end for the Democrats. And even though it's bothering a lot of people, they're going, oh, what are we going to do? Oh, these people, Hey, we're talking about four congresswomen, four votes in the Congress. That's all they got. And nobody's siding with them. Everybody now has backed away from them, leaving them on their own. All right, coming back with more, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to give you the phone number in case you want to opine. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.